This is Northwest News from KNKX. Record numbers of Latinos are eligible to vote in this election, but low voter turnout has plagued this community across the United States. Washington State is no exception. In the final part of our series, Voices from Here, 88.5's Monica Spain talks to a Mexican-American community organizer who is intensely focused on getting out the vote. He came to the U.S. with his parents when he was 2 years old.
Oscar Zambrano Mendez grew up in Fontana in the 1990s. At the time, it was a small, predominantly white town in Southern California. And it was a town where people constantly reminded you of your place as a Mexican immigrant.
People would, you know, and their trucks would drive by as I was walking home, and then they would say, hey, you know, what back, go back to Mexico, or like, you know, you're only good to pick up my fruit.
Zambrano had low self-esteem and didn't realize until later that what he experienced was racism. When he was in the sixth grade, his teacher told the class that if their parents didn't vote down an initiative on the California ballot, students who were undocumented wouldn't be able to come back after winter break. Zambrano told his teacher, Ms. McKinney, he had a dilemma. His parents weren't U.S. citizens, and because of that, they couldn't vote. But she had an idea, one that would begin to carve a path to his future role here in Washington.
And she said, well, you know, you Latinos have a magical power that you guys are good for, like, spreading news, and we call it chisme. And she's like, it's chisme power. If you can talk to one voter and change their minds, you voted once. If you can talk to 10 voters and they change their minds, you can vote 10 times through them.
Ms. McKinney got Zambrano connected with a local campaign, and he went door to door sharing his story. In this middle school boy's mind, it was a numbers game, and he kept count of the votes he influenced. The law would have cut off public services for undocumented immigrants. It did pass, but it was overturned. Then a few years later, he ran into another obstacle with his education when he applied for college in California. Zambrano didn't have a social security number, and going back to Mexico wasn't an option either because he was educated in America.
And I was like, wait a minute, but America doesn't want me here. They put me as an international student, and Mexico is asking me the same thing. So there was a big chance that I was not going to go to school.
In 2008, Zambrano became an American citizen. He did go to college and began advocacy work with the labor movement. That brought him to Washington State 3 years ago. He lives in Burien and works for the Latino Community Fund, a nonpartisan group that helps galvanize the Hispanic and Latino community.
Perfect. So I'll put you down that you're voting by Friday, right? You know, you say it's important, and especially because, you know, there's a lot of people in our community that can't vote because they're undocumented. And we want to make sure that we represent them as well in this election. Okay?
Working the phone bank as November 8th nears, Zambrano says there are a number of hurdles. First is getting eligible Latinos registered. Second is actually getting them to vote.
Even if you've been here for years, let's say, you know, like, for example, my parents, that's 18 years of nobody reaching out to you to vote. That's 18 years of people not taking into account your opinion. You don't matter, you know, so you have this mindset of, like, why even bother?
The language barrier holds people back, too. Only four counties in Washington offer voting materials in Spanish: Franklin, Adams, Yakima, and now King. And the feelings they have about elections can come from the cultures they left behind.
Some of them are just afraid because they come from countries where politics is not seen in a positive light, or they were persecuted in their countries, you know, and they think that voting or promoting the vote might upset the U.S. government.
Usually there is a spike in voting during presidential elections. Zambrano, for one, is voting for his ideal candidate.
Yeah, I'm writing in Bernie Sanders. I feel like, you know, ethically, that I need to vote my conscience. I don't want to vote for somebody that I can say I can live with them.
Hillary Clinton won't get Zambrano's vote. He says he's critical of the U.S. government's role in Honduras after a democratically elected president was ousted in a coup. At the time, Clinton was Secretary of State. As for Donald Trump, there's no getting over the name-calling.
You have a candidate that has spewed hate and vile towards, like, my community, especially the Latino community.
For him, it brings back the shame that he felt as a child back in Southern California when people yelled racial slurs from speeding trucks. In the future, Zambrano's hope is that there will be more emphasis on third parties.
People of color want more options, and they have different values that don't necessarily fall within two parties. So I think that I'm supporting a third party movement to make sure that we have, you know, more voices in the political system.
Zambrano says expanding the number of voices means using that magical chisme power, sharing your story, even if you aren't yet eligible to cast your own ballot. Monica Spain, 88.5 News.
This was the final installment in our election series, Voices from Here. Earlier this week, we heard from a farmer, a teacher, a construction worker, and a software engineer. You can read all their profiles and hear their stories online at knkx.org.